Betsy Ann Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Yesterday, John Barnwell, who is a member of our conclave, and Douglas Gabriel had a conversation about neo-imperialism. It's part three, and we do have it listed below if you're looking at our video page. But there were some things as I was listening to it that really intrigued me. I discussed these with Douglas and then knew I just had to get here and share with you what the spiritual significance of some of the terms that Douglas used have relevance in what we're seeing play out right now with this situation with the mask and these lockdowns. But before we get there, Douglas, would you go over just kind of briefly your talk with John and make sure to talk about the phantoms, the demons, and the, what is it?
The specters.
Specters, yes.
These are odd words that Rudolf Steiner used. Of course, we talk about Rudolf Steiner all the time, the founder of Anthroposophy, which is the wisdom of man, Sophia, Anthroposophia. And he's a real genius in spiritual science, or what you could call the science of the Holy Grail. Now, the Holy Grail, very nebulous topic here, but what we brought forward were some ideas of how it is that epidemics are created and how it is that world leaders, through the thoughts that they put forward, which become, you could call them, the leitmotifs of culture or the icons or the new human idols or archetypes, but they're human archetypes. I'm speaking of Marxism, Leninism, of capitalism, of any ism. Basically any group that identifies itself and then considers everyone that is not part of that group to be outside
of
it.
Well, let me say is that you have this thought, and you're going to go into this deeper about how that thought maybe is a lie. And when it builds upon other people who similarly carry forward that lie, it can become almost a being in and of itself, which is one of these isms.
Yes, and it's that the beingness that I think is so interesting to some people, because who are those beings? And it's very, very complicated to explain it. And so we were going into some quotes of Rudolf Steiner to try to explain it, but basically they stirred the pot because a lot of people did react to that because it struck resonance, I think, with them in the way that they look at things. So let's go over that. First off, we were talking about imperialism because that's another ism. And we were talking about white supremacism. And we were speaking of basically corporatism that came out, that for 200 years ruled the high seas by the pirates that were called the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, the Hanseatic League, and other groups like them, that basically that was corporatism. So all these isms, all these type of thoughts, people get these ideas because they, let's, for instance, talk about eugenesis or eugenicism. That is control population. In other words, sterilize a bunch of people because there's too many people, overpopulation. So the Fabian Society in England did that. That's an ism. Now, they didn't even hide it back then, and it morphed, and then what did it become? It's still going on. And what is it called? Planned Parenthood. That's eugenicism. Now, those people believe that as an idea. They believe it so much they're willing to kill babies over this. And so
they believe it in a way that is almost that space of religiosity in their beingness.
Yes. And so you have to ask, are they worshiping demons? And so do they believe in Satan? I mean, how can they, do they offer these babies up to the, like they used to the god Moloch as baby, human, and child sacrifice? How archaic, how barbaric, and yet really not so far in our ancient past that these things were common. So you have to ask these questions, or are these people possessed by demons? You know, what kind of evil double, we'll call it, what kind of evil double do they have? So when they get to cross the threshold and get their soul gets weighed, Are they going up or down? Well, I think it's pretty obvious that right now they work in the realm of down, and other people work in the realm of up. And so we talked about that. There's thinking, feeling, and willing. And if your thinking goes awry and gets caught up with fallen angels, then it turns into what Rudolf Steiner calls specters or ghosts. In other words, illusory images that have a life. Yes, they have the life that you gave them. And that's, I think, exactly what Betsy's talking about here, is the elemental life created by lies. If you knew it was a lie and you used it to manipulate someone else, because, you know, a lie in your brain is one thing, but to lie to others, you mess up their karma. They could have acted upon that lie and it ruined their life. So you get all this karma. You get the elemental karma of your actions for your thoughts if they're expressed to others. Now let's talk about Karl Marx. How about his thoughts?
When your thoughts then translate into an action, it's gelled that thought. It has become a thing now, and one that you have to deal with either karmically. At some point, you have to undo that lie.
That's the big key.
And what happens now, if we look at some of the original lies that have been told to us, if we look at Cecil Rhodes and Alf and Milner and all that evil back then. I mean, we could go back further, but just take it from there. There have been lies on top of lies on top of lies on top of lies.
Yes. And those elemental beings that are associated with those lies that were told to people, the compounding of that elemental being that is created by that fake thought form, which actually then controlled other people's thoughts, or at least their response to that, create an elemental karmic payback. Sorry.
Well, they're the fathers of this modern form of imperialism, and that thought form grew until we see it today in what you and John discuss, this neo-imperialism.
Yes, and you know, corporatism from the British East India Company became basically imperialism, but there was also hegemony. So the hegemonists, the people who believe they have to rule the world, they're not satisfied with ruling their country or their colonies. No, they have to rule the world, and then they create plans for such. And those kind of evil thoughts are still ruling us because they're still active and because they are really quite part of reality. But let's say that they weren't. Let's say that they were some evil thoughts of some stupid person who thought they were a black magician and they, you know, put spells out there, blah, blah, blah. What about those kind of elementals? Unfortunately, that person is going to have to release those elementals in this life or the next, or this life or an afterlife, if you could call it, or the next or whatever. Karmically, they are going to have to deal with what they created. Now, that's sad for Marx, and that's sad for Stalin, and that's sad for, we could go on with, you know, the founders of any ism, whether it be Nazism. You know, we can be sad for Benito Mussolini and his fascism in Italy, or Federico Franco and his fascism. We could be sorry for all those people, but they're going to get their karmic payback. Now, what happens to the people who become subject to them? In most cases, they gave up their own thoughts to go with somebody else's thought because they thought it was better.
Well, they didn't think it because they have no thought. So they just get captured up into the ego thoughts of another.
Yes, because that person comes so strong that says, redistribution of wealth, or the proletariat must rise up and overthrow the rich, or in the French Revolution, or... let me give you an example.
Well, let me just say, this is why it's so important in these public indoctrination centers that we know as public schools, that critical thinking skills have been eliminated from the common crap curriculum, because they don't want you to think.
Yes. Now, we speculated and stretched, I speculated and stretched a little bit the way that Steiner says, that there's these three things that are created, and let's call them specters or ghosts. And then the second thing that is created is your phantom body is then taken over by those specters and ghosts. And then if they pass laws that support those fake thoughts, those fallen angel thoughts, those sub-thoughts, the thoughts of, you know, the seven deadly sins, if those actually become law, which they do, they literally become law in many cases, especially with a dictator, for instance. But let's just say they become law. Then literally, if a bad law is created, a demon is created. It's not just an elemental being now. And so now let's break this down. Your thoughts creating these ghosts, let's call them shadow thoughts, okay? Materialists, who are they? What ism rules us? Scientism. But what is scientism? It's called secular humanism. It means that basically you don't have a religion, you believe in humans, and you believe in science. Well, science is just another theory, it's another mythology, it's another religion, and it's another ism, and it falters all the time because the theories only last for short periods of time and are supplanted by other theories. So that's another ism, and it creates what? Fake beliefs in the human being who keeps saying, but science says we're a mask. Science says we're in a pandemic. Science says we have to stand 6 feet apart. Science doesn't say any of those things. Those are lies. So in our conversation with John Barnwell about neo-imperialism, those were called by Rudolf Steiner platitudes. But they're empty. They're the hollow lies. Now, I'm going to stop here because surely Betsy's got something to say about this. These are hollow lies. They're ghosts. They're not real thinking, you know?
No, actually, I want you to continue on because then I'll make my remarks after you explain the realm of the demons, what happens there.
Okay, so then when these bad thoughts come into you and you do them over and over and over again, you have a body called your double or doppelganger, or it's called the second human in you, or there's many names for it. Generally, when you finally figure it out, you find out there's three of them. And that you have to deal with them because each one of them represents a part of yourself, your thinking, feeling, and willing. But they reside in your heart. Why in your heart? Because you have to believe in the things that you do, even if it's with very little enthusiasm, like going to work. But you get up and you go to work. You know, you may be an automaton, but it comes out of your heart. It comes out of your intentions and your desires and really, you know, who you are, the seat of your ego being your I am. If you find your consciousness, it's in your heart. It's not in your brain. Because up in the brain, those specters and those ghosts and those illusions and those fantasies run wild. But that doesn't mean they're real. But when you start to believe in isms like Catholicism, and you believe a priest is going to be the intermediate for you to get to Mary and Jesus and the communion of saints and then to the Trinity and then to the hierarchy and all that stuff, no, wrong. No ism in our day except your own belief in your own ego, your own I am to evolve, I guess you could call that an ism, but you couldn't really name it. The minute you name it, you'd kill it. So it goes into your phantom body because those are the rhythms you do over and over and over again. And pretty soon your phantom body is who you are. It's your habits. It's your rituals. It's everything you do every day. But if the laws then constrict you even more, and they do, whether it be a bankruptcy, whether it be tax laws, whether it be the money you have to pay.
Or forcing conscientious people to pay for abortions through their medical insurance. I mean, this is... Those are demons, yes. But here's the thing, folks. What you're seeing, and let me back up a little bit. If you have read Dante before, or you've seen pictures of Dante, and you see all the layers of hell, and of course the higher levels of paradise, but in these lower levels of hell, you see all of the ugliness of humanity and the repercussions of that and the various levels. But what you can also understand is that those levels of hell exist right here on Earth in a form of consciousness. So we have people who are living in a place in hell right now here on Earth, and we can see how hideous it is. We can imagine the demons that are following some of these pedophiles and where these people exist in their consciousness of living in total fear and hatred, and they shun the light of God and truth. But what's happened is that we've brought in a sword of truth, and when we speak words of truth, it shakes up specters, the phantoms, and the demons. That's why we see all this happening in the swamp. And you look around the world and everything just seems to be falling apart. But that's because we are telling truth and it's scaring them.
Beautifully said. And we are calling out that the emperor's new clothes, there are none. They're naked. And when that happens, the truth makes the darkness just dissolve. But it's very painful to wake up from your bad habits in your phantom body and realize that, unfortunately, many of us have given our lives over to those demons.
Now, you'll recall that I always said when we first started, we have to stay ahead of the narrative. We don't want to stay in spin zones, because what happens is that your words continuously go over the same subject matter, so your world just stays in that zone of whatever is in the spin zone. What we want to do is move the world out of that. We want to bring new words in to create new elemental beings that can defeat the ones that we see right now. Now, let me give you a practical way that we have been doing this at the American Intelligence Media. We told you long time ago that this would be an information war. We told you that our fellow citizens were terribly brainwashed and we had to bring them out of the brainwashing. Now, as we're helping others, we are also coming out of our brainwashing, because we're finding deeper and deeper truths of things that have been hidden from us in history. And when we uncover and slay a lie and show you this, the truth can only grow brighter and brighter, because more and more people wake up to that. And that's what destroys that demon or phantom. Now, one of the tools we use are the memes. Memes are just, I can't tell you how important they are in information warfare, because you have to get truth to a person and you have to be able to penetrate a lot of filters that have been placed in front of them to keep them from seeing truth. So writing a long article, people may not have the time and the attention span to read it. So what you're trying to do is to condense down a truth into this simple form that can be told in an image. And Steiner talks about these images, Douglas.
Well, that's why he uses the word specter. It's basically an image. It's an illusory, what you could call a cold light / luciferic image. And you, a human being who has that, thinks that it's real, but it's just in their head. When it's really real, it's warm, and that image connects to other images that then connect to going into levity instead of into gravity. And everything that you said is just absolutely point on. And I also want to add that let's just look at Romans. Romans believed in law. They were legalism. We still exist, and many people will say this, and they are correct, that we still we have lingered way too long in the legalism of Rome. Now, let's think back. Legalism of Rome, the senators, you know, it was a republic, they evolved from the time of the Greeks. What did the Greeks do? They had true democracy. They came into a big square, and at a certain time, one speaker would speak for, and another person would speak against a certain topic, and then they would, at the end, yell. And whoever yelled the loudest for or against won, and that was how the rule of democracy works. And people don't understand that. Well, that doesn't work when it gets big. So, and you can't, you know, who's making the determination of who yelled the loudest? So basically that's the dialectic process. You get the thesis, antithesis, and eventually synthesis. But in that case, they vote for and against. So we think we have a democracy in America. No, we don't. We go out and vote, and we think that is our voice being sounded, and then what we have is a republic. So in Rome, they had, of course, a republic, and they had the senators. And the senators, what did they then believe? Once they started to rule the world, then they believed that their Caesars became gods, that they literally were God. Well, then later, what happens when they get overthrown? The Vatican, on the same exact ground, comes along and says the Pope is directly connected to God. And whoever we say puts on that magic ring and that we elect out of our cardinals, that person is then going to directly channel to God and will give us encyclicals, which are 100% absolutely true no matter what, period. It is directly the word of God.
But the thing is it's a lie. It was always a lie, and it keeps building over time until it becomes this nasty stuff where we see the Pope sitting on a stage with a demonic figure behind him sculpted. And so another weapon we can use is we have to lift the vibration of the word. And the word was with God. And so we need to move that word back to God. This is why I so recommend prayer, and especially music, good gospel, country music that is singing of higher level things of God and angels and love, that, because it brings these ugly words that have gelled into specters and phantoms and demons, it busts them up. And so it should be of no surprise to you that in California, Gavin Newsom said there will be no more singing in church.
Exactly. In this male patriarchal church, the Catholicism, that ism, is based upon the lie that they carry on the tradition of Peter, and that the, you know, all these different lies. So what happens over time? It goes right into people's phantom body, because they go to church over and over and they think the priest, through Holy Communion and the other seven sacraments, that they're going to be their intermediary and they're going to get them to heaven. Isn't that great? That's stupid. That people would still believe that in this age is almost barbaric. And even worse, there are many, many countries who believe that the leader of their country is God. No question about it. They are God, or either God's son. But they usually are called the sun being, and they have come down from the sun to rule entire nations. And we actually have an association with a country that we allow through Five Eyes to be part of all of our intelligence networks. And they put us into so many wars, I can't count them all. That would be Britain, who actually believe that their queen is the head of their church and the head of a monarchy that is still claims the divine right of kings, and yet they play like they're not. This is absurd. This is archaic. It is barbaric. And what it is, these are demons. These are demons who use, as we pointed out, in these different phases of imperialism, that in phase two, they just have dead symbols. They use symbols. But those symbols, the symbols of seeing the queen and the throne, the symbols that at a certain time the queen reads to everybody what her cabinet, her government, her ministers, her land, her rule, everything, it's hers, okay? We are barbaric to have any association with any country that believes in either a theocracy, a monarchy that believes that they're in some way divinely entitled, and or that hallucinates and believes that their ruler, whether it be through blood lineage or not, is in fact a being from the sun who is higher than all of the beings on the earth, and that we should all swarm like a beehive around the queen for that ruler who's come down to the sun to rule entire nations, who also generally are hegemonists who want to rule the whole world.
You know, so many times we have discussed among ourselves that as we move forward into this new America, into who we are going to become, which is so amazing when I look to see what happens when all these levers and tools of suppression are lifted from humanity. But we say that we need new icons and symbols, and that relates to what you and John were talking about, because the old icons and symbols have become tarnished and poisoned.
Absolutely, and that's the whole deal. Francis Bacon, who wrote New Atlantis, all of his concepts there were idols. The goals of Marxism, those are idols. They're false idols, and people are worshiping them, and they don't even exist. They worship money. Money doesn't exist. But if you believe in the power of money and you're worshiping it, that's called the worship of Mammon. And when you have laws all the way from the Romans all into the Vatican and then into the Venetian bankers and then into the white imperialists of Britain who became the bankers who still rule basically the whole world, these, bankerism, ism. These people are, when they get stuck in their own view, it's called ethnocentrism. In other words, they believe their ethnic, you know, nature, and with white supremacists of the imperialism of Britain, they actually believe that it is their God-given task to have to rule the world because people are below them and they can't do it themselves, and because they are higher and more evolved. Now, where did they get that? They got that from the German imperialism. Where did German imperialism get it from? Well, they got it from the Vatican. And the Vatican got it from Rome. And so when the German rulers were protecting for 800 years the Vatican through the Holy Roman Empire, the First Reich, what you really have is they believe that their emperors, their imperial emperors, and they still use the word imperial for the Habsburgs in Vienna, they believe that they were divinely connected to the spiritual world, which of course we know, looking upon history, to be absolute nonsense, if not the exact opposite.
So, folks, do you see with a little bit of that spiritual esoteric knowledge that you can then see what's happened with the face mask? You see, the face mask is a bad idea and a lot of lies that has been gelled, so to speak, in the physical world. And it's a lie, and we all walk around and we know it's a lie. And the people under the mask, they're just not awake. I mean, it's scary to see that so many people aren't awake. But what we're trying to do here is to bust this particular lie, because we're very concerned that with so many folks not awakened, they're going to walk right into the forced vaccinations, the microchipping, and just lead humanity off a cliff. So what can we do with the spiritual things that you've just discussed, Douglas, applying them specifically to this face mask issue?
Oh, to the face mask issue?
Yeah, just stay on that topic for a minute.
Well, you know, I hardly ever stay on the topic. Okay, so with the face mask issue, you have to have imagination. That's true with anything. So it's an ism. It's a fearism, is what I'd call it. It's, though you've been told by everyone, 98% of the reports will show you definitive proof that the masks don't work, but 2% of fearism overrules 98% of even scientism.
But it's also that you don't want to, you don't want other people to think that you're running against the herd. You want to be liked. You don't want to be the one that challenges the dialogue.
Yes, and that's good. Now, their thing is, let me put it this way. You wear a mask, you hide the ability for the word, the logos, the higher forces that come through your speech, which embody your thinking, if it's, you know, and it can be good or bad thinking, we pointed out. And it also embodies your feeling, and it activates people's will. So it covers that. And they don't work anyway. And we can go into 1,000 reasons why they don't work. It's so boring now to have to keep explaining this to people that if you wear the mask, it's going to harm you.
Yeah, but what it's doing is it's taking an evil idea, which is an important step when you are leading a people towards genocide, is you have to get them labeled and complacent and compliant. And that's what this does. It puts a muzzle over your mouth so you cannot speak the word of God. They're going to control what the function of your mouth and your breathing, which is life force itself. They're going to damage that. But as you buy into it more and more, then that lie becomes gelled.
Precisely.
It's evil. It's a lie that has become a demon because it came from the badness, the way that you used your will force in an evil way.
And people think, they'll say it's the law. Now, you're exactly right. It comes from a bad thought. Okay. It comes from bad.
It's a lie. The statistics do not show that masks work for the purpose that they say it does. The only way the mask work for them is their evil Tavistock planners who are planning the social upheaval of the world knew that this would be an important step to lead to the forced vaccinations. Because if you can't put down the damn mask right now, seriously, you're going to use your gun to protect your family as they haul them off? You're going to send your children to this, into public schools? Let me tell you, let me get off on that. I know President Trump wants the schools open, but we also know what these tyrannical governors are going to do. They're going to put restrictions on the schools to the point that there is no learning going on, which there really isn't right now anyway. It's all a global shit indoctrination that's being poured into the minds of two generations of children. And we have radicalized teachers who, at a moment's notice, if schools are open, they could say that they don't feel safe and the union could shut them down. Well, this is not good for parents who are trying to plan their lives going forward. And this is why, for so many reasons. I mean, look, folks write me all the time. They say that during this time, they've been putting the 5G towers around and on the near the schools. I mean, do you really want your children sitting in the stew of 5G microwaves after they've been forced vaccinated and their beautiful brains are filled with a radicalized Marxist agenda from these teachers who don't even know what sex they are? I mean, people, pull them out. Now, what the public schools are saying is... Oh, excuse me, let me go back. So Trump says the governor's going to make the decision, and the governor's going to have all those restrictions, but they'll also add that clause that the local school districts can do something too. So there'll be even further restrictions. But folks, the power is with us. If we do not send our children to these public schools, we will bust up this huge, big business called big education indoctrination. Keep your children at home. Do homeschooling. Well, now the schools are panicked because they realize that there are so many people trying to find out about homeschooling that they are going to lose serious revenue because the schools get revenue on a per student basis. Most states, I don't know about all states, but you know, it's per pupil count, and then they get their state aid. Well, if the kids aren't in the class, it's going to kill them. Then the states, what are they going to do? Fire the teachers? Well, then the teachers union is going to get upset because they are there not to teach the children. Maybe there are teachers that do care, but the union as a whole is not there to do that. It's to strong arm the indoctrination. And then on top of it all, sitting at the Department of Education, we have an Amway globalist, Betsy DeVos. You think she's going to help us unroll this thing? No. But parents, you can keep your children at home. And you can choose a curriculum that is best for your family. Don't listen to the schools. They'll tell you they'll provide online instruction. It's a trick. It's a trick so that they get the state aid. But they're not going to be providing you education. They're just going to be pouring that common crap curriculum through the computer to you. So that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, they'll make sure that the children do have to attend on count day. Or the 10 days afterwards to make sure that they get their money. And then they'll send them to an online platform. And so then our life goes to the internet. Well, your example of the masks, let's take that point by point. If you start wearing the mask, that's a false narrative because you believe Fauci, who believed the World Health Organization, who Trump has just severed our association with them because of absolute fraud conducted by the World Health Organization concerning coronavirus. So then we're going to listen to the CDC, and the CDC has told us, and so has Fauci, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Last I've heard, it's no, you don't have to wear a mask. So there, but because it went into the phantom body, this lie, this false narrative, and people through fear, it went right into their habit. So they started wearing a mask as if their life depended upon it, and they looked at every single person on the earth coming anywhere less than 6 feet away from them as coming to kill them. This is called the war of all against all. It's a picture of the apocalypse. And if you are wearing the mask, you're basically saying that you believe in the beast and that, you know, the serpent, that the ten-headed serpent, who is basically, that's the whole world. And what is that? It comes down to one beast, and that beast is the United Nations. So Trump has done the right thing. He severed it. So now, what do we do? Oh, it's in our habit body. So people believe, no matter what, whether the governor says so or not, because there's no governor that can actually make you wear a mask. That isn't true, but they can, if you don't wear a mask, arrest you and take you away. You know, that is true, because we looked into it. So, false narrative, that's the specter, that's the ghost, that's the bad thought, shadow thought, and then it goes right into habit, into your heart, and that gets into your phantom body, and pretty soon everybody's got to have a mask or two that they're wearing, or more, and they're scared to death. And then it goes into law. Because when it goes into the willpower, that is where demons rule you whether you like it or not. And there's a new rule. They believe there's a new law. There is no new law. The governor can basically make up any law they want, because we showed everyone recently through bringing out the laws concerning pandemics that we have no rights. As soon as a pandemic is declared through a certain process, that's it. We have no rights. They can do anything they want. But here's the deal.
I want to ask you.
There's always an excuse, and Betsy has given you the best thing you could wear around your neck to get you out of wearing a mask.
I know, but I got to go back to this thing, because people have been asking, why did Trump take the funding from WHO and throw it over to Gavi?
I didn't know that he threw it over to Gavi.
Well, that's what everybody's reporting to me.
I'd have to check that out, because that is totally, strictly run by Bill Gates.
Okay, and then... And okay, so you're going to look into that for us, right?
Yes.
And then the other thing is,
we know why you stopped.
But if we no longer have a relationship with WHO, we're going to back out of that. Why does this particular thing apply to us anymore? Because now the second in command under Azar, who's supposed to be the guy or the woman who determines if we're in a pandemic, was looking at to the WHO to make the determination.
That person will just look the assistant. Secretary to the Secretary for Health and Human Services, the person appointed for preparedness will simply look to the National Institute of Health and the CDC and see what they say. And remember, they've given us conflicting reports on every single aspect of this.
And don't forget, Fauci's over at the CDC and his wife is over at the NIH.
And you couldn't get him to wear a mask before.
And don't forget, Rod Rosenstein's sister, where is she? Oh, Nancy Messier is over at the CDC. Do you see, people? This is just a big global shit operation to take down the world through genocide.
These...
But they're going to offer the vaccines to black folks first. So y'all in Africa, they're going to take care of you first. And I hope that you'll resist them with everything you have.
This is pharmaceuticalism. It's when the drugs rule everything. The NIH, the National Institutes of Health, have done nothing, but they say they've created a few vaccines. They've created no treatments. They've made sure no treatments have been allowed for influenza, for pneumonia, for anything, basically. They've done pretty much nothing. What has the CDC done? Which is, they forget to add the word prevention at the end. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They've become a vaccine factory for the pharmaceutical companies, who are using China to create the bad medicines that are distributed here in America that kill people all the time. We have gone into great detail. So when something becomes a law, so the pandemic laws are demons, and the more that we support them every few years by reinforcing them, you are creating a demon, an elemental demon that is so big because it is killing lots of people through autism, autism spectrum disorder, through all kinds of diseases, illnesses that come later, many, many years later, from the vaccinations we get in America.
So, what's really going on, to take those famous words from you, is, folks, we're moving the battle to a next highest level. We're moving the American intelligence media, although we'll continue to do all the amazing research that we are on this field. We realize that we are now taking it to this spiritual domain where we need to face down these demons, and we need to do it through education and truth, through prayer, through good music. What other things would you say? Spiritual studies?
Earlier I said it's very simple, and then I didn't explain the simplicity of it. It's as simple as this. To know that you are a being who has thinking, feeling, and willing. And your thinking can go to the angels, or they can go to the demons.
Yeah.
They can go up, or they can go down. Your feelings can do the same thing, and so can your will. What you do, is it done for good? In other words, do you seek the truth with your thinking?
It's virtues or vices.
Yes, the beautiful with your feelings, and the good with your willing, which is in anthroposophy, or spiritual science, the science of the Holy Grail. It is described in infinite detail, exactly as Ralph Waldo Emerson described it. Imagination is thinking that directly connects you to the spiritual world, to higher beings, to angelic beings, your guardian angel, and other beings who are constantly ready to serve this realm, if you can rise up to their thinking level. They can't dip down here. They can't exist in this realm. You have to rise to their level. So if you have a thought that is eternal, and all isms are not eternal, they're very temporal. They only last for a short period of time because none of them have worked out. Name an ism that has worked out. Go ahead. Please give us a note if you know of an ism that has worked out, except maybe, you know, if they were ecclesiastical, okay? If it was religious, yes, you know, deism, pietism, all kinds of things could, you could say, worked out. But in terms of political, socially, behaviorally manipulative isms. So you turn the specters not into illusory fantasy, you turn them into real beings who are bringing thoughts that are like the archetypes of the Greeks, the true philosophers. And when it comes to your heart, you take your phantom body and you turn it into inspiration in your heart. Your heart starts to become like a listening device to the spiritual world for inspiration. And even if you get 1 second of inspiration, it can last a whole life. It's so powerful. So you can get rid of your doppelganger, your double, your bad side, by simply transforming what it is you do in your life and gearing it towards whatever inspires you.
And this is where I'll interject that reminds me, in the Gospel of Sophia, Volume 3, we show various pathways back to the Word.
And that's the third aspect. As you get back to the real Word, the Word, when you speak it, becomes reality. In the ancient days, it was magical. When you spoke, creation came from your speaking. And that will someday come again when we actually have the morality to do so. But if you take the thought and you bring it into your whole life and you make it your inspiration and your ritual and what you do with your life, then what happens is your willpower out of itself, because you're doing these things, will transform the demonic energy that the world is trying to perpetrate against you, and you will receive the gift of intuition. Now, the gift of intuition is like the fiery flame of Pentecost, the tongues of flame of Pentecost coming down in your head like a fire. And so what happens is your thoughts, just as Betsy just indicated, become the real Word. And it's inspired, and so you get connected to intuition. And your intuition will tell you the right thing to do, even when your mind can't comprehend it. Because why? Your mind is now listening to the speech and the communion of angels, much higher than you. They know much more. They even know the future. And if you're inspired, then you're going to be happy and you're going to live a good life. And that comes directly from the heart. And everybody tells you that. Be simple, love, be kind, follow the virtues, exactly as Betsy just said, follow the virtues, not the vices. Boom, that's it. You really don't have to think about another thing. And then what happens?
But right in the middle is truth. You must be true.
You must always be true. Do not speak if you're not going to speak the truth, because you create elemental beings that you must undo as part of your karma. And that's how we get rid of Marxism and capitalism and empiricism and imperialism and neo-imperialism, is you undo it with truth. And truth is always recognized because it's beautiful. So the heart knows when truth is being spoken, because what's being spoken is it's beautiful.
It nourishes you. Your soul is nourished when you know truth. This is why you keep coming back to the Cat Report, because you want more and more truth.
It's like the Holy Grail of the heart. It feeds everybody what it needs as much as you need. And once that happens, you become free. And love and freedom, once they unite, can conquer any demon and can see through by the good. Now, if you're just going to stand back and do nothing after you've seen the truth and you've seen the beauty and you're not going to do any good, well, then you're just going to be consumed by a demon. Because why? The person who doesn't act when they know the right moral thing to do is probably worse off than if they didn't know to begin with. So that's the reality. There are beings being created all the time by what you think, what you feel, and what you will. And if you aren't careful and you give your will up to bad laws, and we see a lot of them now, like vaccination laws, then demons can actually enter you. And these people who drive these things are certainly connected to these demons. Now, are they conscious? Well, they're worshiping Mammon, they're worshiping Beelzebub, they're worshiping Mephistopheles, the father of lies. And yes, in a way, they are consciously or unconsciously working for demons. And we have to work against that. And remember that it's as simple as making your thinking into imagination, your feeling into inspiration, and your willing into intuition. And when that happens, the whole process of developing that gets unfolded before you without any teachers, without anything happening. What you need to do is just listen to the inner teacher on all three of those levels. But remember, you got to unite the thinking, feeling, and willing into one. And if you don't, you're going to be pulled in all directions at one time. And that's the problem. When you hear lies, but wait, everybody else is doing it. Everybody's putting a mask on. But I know wearing a mask is actually harmful to me. But everybody's putting one on, and I don't want to hurt anybody, so I'm going to put one on, so I'm going to not do the good. I'm going to not stand up for myself. I'm going to do...
No, it's part of the indoctrination you got in public schools to be compliant, to sit in your desk and don't make waves. And so now you're an adult, and you're confronted with a major choice decision like this, and you are stuck. You don't know what to do.
They don't.
The indoctrination worked. Yes. You are not a warrior. You're a pussy.
And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I here's a joke. I wear a bandana, and at the bottom of the bandana, I breathe freely. so to think a handkerchief is going to cover your mouth and nose for a virus.
I never put anything over my face. I realize there was a situation or two where you had to early on, but no, we say no to this. Now, wrap it up for us. So we've got lots of work to do in the conclave right now. Michael McKibben just called. Oh my gosh, he has found a document that Google was hiding from us about the truth of the Marshall Plan. It's going to blow you away.
He gave the list of who all was on the Marshall Plan. I didn't know all those evil beings all came into one room at one time. It's really quite an astounding
list. Talk about busting a room full of demons.
Yeah, exactly. And what were they doing? They were putting forth the law. They were putting forth the laws that we live under now. On so many levels, on almost all levels. Because they thought it through ahead of time. If you're going to control a group of people and do behavioral modification through social and cultural manipulation, then you think it through. And they have, and we've tracked it, and Michael is always on that trail. But speaking from a very positive realm, when your thinking, feeling, and willing become aligned with imagination, inspiration, and intuition, you actually contact angels, archangels, and archai beings. And for a moment, you may get someone doing the good, knowing that they're willing to sacrifice everything to do the good. In a certain moment, they are actually in contact with a higher being. And this is as simple as it is. This realm that we're in, we should try to transform it up to the very last minute that we have in this realm. But remembering that we didn't come from this realm, and this isn't the realm we're going to.
Well, we couldn't stop talking, so here's a postscript. I'm telling you, the teachers are going to be going to be a problem when this coronavirus stuff happens, and you were just with your dental hygienist who asked a very good question.
This person was scared because the person said, what happens in either of these two cases? That through contact tracing, a student in the classroom says, oh, student here, it just tested positive 24 hours ago.
Or maybe their parents did.
Or somebody.
Yes.
So all it has to be is that on their phone, and they all use their phone in every classroom, they say somebody's been proven to have been coronavirus. Now remember, you're positive if you had even a cold in the last 5 years, a flu in the last 5 years, or the flu shot or the pneumonia shot, and other viruses that you could have had that caused the antibody to appear. So when they say you test a positive, that means nothing. That's stupid, and most of those tests are wrong anyway. So the person looking at the stupid results of a stupid test can then say, run for it. The whole classroom jumps up, runs out. Now, the teacher just got contaminated. That teacher saw 148 students that day in the high school. In the classes they taught the day before, all those students are contaminated.
Not to mention the teacher is in the teacher's lounge with other teachers. And so what we're talking about is that, folks, even though your governors and your superintendents say they're going to open up school, they've got so many holes in this that there's no way that school is going to be run in a normal way this year.
It's insane, the considerations and the stupid things that they're doing. Putting up plexiglass doesn't stop the air from going over the plexiglass or under it. I mean, it's so stupid. A three-sided plexiglass thing on a desk is supposed to keep them from an airborne virus?
Okay,
that is stupid.
But speak about this in terms of specter phantoms and demons. This is a lie that is dropping into the will.
This tells everybody, as we were saying before, that every person is a demon who's right next to you. The law says they're a demon, and that they're trying to kill you. Not only that, they believe that you are a demon and that you're trying to kill them. Now, hello? We have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt by simply looking at the CDC site that the deaths from coronavirus in America is actually less than the flu in any one year. Well, why haven't we been doing this for the flu? It's the same exact thing. It's an airborne virus. It's exactly transmitted contagion the exact same way. Why aren't we doing that? The flu is just as deadly. Oh, no one thinks about that. Or the vaccinations. We could go into the fallacy of them by simply doing the tiniest bit of logic.
Okay, well, we've just talked too long now. Folks are just going to get tired listening. The important thing is that your teachers hold a lot of power here on whether those schools can stay open or not.
The governor gets to control it because it's a state's right, believe it or not. Betsy DeVos, we know you've done nothing. You should have done something. You could have prevented all of this. And then who does it come down to? It's the head health official in any state. Will make a determination with the superintendent of any state for the education, and they will make whatever law they want. And unfortunately, because the demons got into the laws before I knew about it, and I just found out about how the pandemic laws rule us all and did a report on that. But basically, the laws are there, and unless we change the laws, but what this does is it brings it to consciousness to let people know the absurdity of these laws, the illegality, the unconstitutionality of, and the anti-Bill of Rights tenor of these pandemic laws. They must simply be undone, thrown out, overruled. A new law has to be created. You can see the fallacy of pandemics. The schools are a perfect example. The CDC just said there's no proof that children transmit coronavirus 19 to adults. There's no proof of that whatsoever. And the incidence of children getting it are tiny, and then it's usually infants. And so why are they worried about schools? Well, they do have adults there. Oh, well, that makes the mix so complicated that there is no solution if you're going to go along with the specters of the lies of this narrative, this false flag attempt to bring Trump down through an economic pandemic world global attack through the United Nations, through the World Health Organization. Mr. Tedros, who they just defunded $450 million a year we give them. China gives $45 and never pays its bill, and lied the entire time to this very moment about coronavirus, as we were, in fact, shipped their infected, contagious people on purpose. And we have proven that. We've shown that the three different times it was dispersed and so on and so forth. So what we're dealing here with is an unsolvable problem with education, and everything that Betsy said is right. Get ready. The age of homeschooling is here.
Well, also, it's not just homeschooling. Of course, you have parochial schools, you have private schools, there are options, but I keep throwing the homeschooling because you already have a number of families with unemployment in their households. So there's time and there's an adult to do it. You get to choose the curriculum that's best suited for your family. Maybe you would like a more of a religious, or one that is more based on, you know, the good founding principles of America. There's just so many varieties of curriculums. Spend the summer getting to know them. Go to a homeschool convention. But the reason I do say that there are other options, but that, of course, you'd have to pay tuition for. But for the average parent, if you've got someone unemployed in your family, this would be a great time to start mending and building your family unit again, because you know you probably missed out on real history and real math too.